Let's do it.
I'd like to call the order of the Mount Jackson Planning Commission, order. Please stand for pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any additions, deletions, or changes to the minutes?
I have none, Mr. Chairman.
Very well then. Like to have introductions of the guests, please. Bonnie Good. Bonnie Good.
Jim Hines.
Mark Kangle.
Dennis Andrew.
Thank you. We have no visitors signed up, I trust?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Like to have a vote on the approval of the previous minutes from last month?
I make a motion, we approve the previous minutes from last month.
I'll second.
Vote, please.
Roll call.
Yes, just wait a second.
Okay, I'm ready.
My secretary's, we're gonna catch up.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Mr. Hockenbrock?
Yes.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Ms. Burner?
Yes.
Okay. Under old business, I have none on the agenda. Does anybody have any old business to bring for the minute commission? If not, we'll move to new business. On the new business docket, we have a rezoning request from Dennis and Doris Morris of the recently annexed land along Caverns Road, identified as tax map number 091-A-045B, consisting of 8.82 acres, currently zoned county R2 in agriculture. Okay. This is to motion to set the introduction. Well, we have a Mr. Pangle, he can explain briefly what was set forth last month, and then we'll have a vote to set the public hearing, please. Mr. Pangle.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you for allowing me the time to be to speak before you this evening. I guess over the last 2 or 3 months, I've been to about every public hearing and every planning commission meeting and town council meetings on behalf of Mr. and Ms. Morris. And I've kind of given the history of from when they bought it to where we are now. And I suppose at this point, the easiest and probably the fairest way to surmise where we are this evening is Mr. and Mrs. Morris wrote a letter to the town requesting this rezoning. I'll just read it aloud. I did make a couple of little notes, sidebar notes that I will include with it. Let me just read the letter. I think that kind of sums it up. We're doing an application for Dennis and Doris Morris from Thomasburg, Virginia, identified the tax map number and the acreage, which has been disclosed earlier this evening. And it says, describe the purpose of the rezoning. And this is from Dennis and Doris Morris. Because the land in question was just recently brought into town, we now have the opportunity to develop a nice residential community. We had many encouraging comments from the town's planning commission, town council, during recent meetings. The public hearing also endorsed this. Citizens of Mount Jackson recently asked in a survey what their thoughts were about the future growth of the town. And they would like to see townhouses as the town grows, as there is a need for this. Doris and I both feel the best use for the property, not only for us, but for the town, is R3 high density residential. We look forward to working with the town. Thank you, Dennis and Doris Morris.
Questions from the committee or audience? Right across from Jim Wolf's little property up there, down from Ashby Lee, beside Doug Turley's place.
Oh, okay.
Between that.
It's on the north side of
the. It's on the same side as the mill.
Oh, okay.
Next to the mill.
Yeah, the mill joins it.
That works.
Okay. I knew I'd get there. Give me a little time. Okay? Questions, concerns from anyone? Just did pretty good.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Now, at this point, I need to have a motion to set the public hearing June the 4th, 2018 at 7 p.m. here in this chamber. Fourth being on a
Monday.
Monday.
And I'm looking at April, sorry.
I'll make a motion, we set the public hearing June 4th at 7 p.m.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. Oh, okay, we can get seated to proper. We've got a motion.
Sorry, I had a medical emergency.
Okay. We have a motion made and second to do the zoning request for Mr. Morris's property, as for the public hearing, that is.
Yes, sir.
June the 4th.
Right.
Okay. We are asking, I guess, for your vote now.
Well, I'll do a roll call.
Okay, he'll do a roll call.
Yep. Let me start with Ms. Berner.
Yes.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Hockenbrock?
Yes.
And Mr. Whitehurst?
Yes.
Very good. Actions of Board of Zoning Appeal. Do you have anything to add?
I have none, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Hockenbrock, report on town council items, please.
Those of you who were north on Route 11 today saw that the paving was begun on along the sidewalk project, which is the last phase of the sidewalk, with the exception of the fence that needs to be built down there yet, which is, I understand, under contract. It's really important to come and do it. Last month we had the bid opening for the well project in the water treatment plant. This was a project that was initiated several years ago, and it's now coming to fruition because of things entirely beyond the control of the town. And I've alluded to, in past reports, I've alluded to some of the reasons for that. This was a project that was originally projected about $1,050,000. The lowest bid we got was $1,005,000, a little better than $1,005,000. For it, it's about $660,000 more than what we originally planned for. Fortunately, the Virginia Department of Health has agreed to give us the money at low interest loan, along with the other part of the project that was the same low interest loan. We're waiting on the final easement survey for the old school down there, and when that gets in, hopefully that project can be wrapped up. Did you want to say anything further about that, Kevin?
No, we were waiting, or the contract purchasers, Mr. Holtzman and Mr. Mumal, were waiting on a couple approvals, state approvals. One being VDOT, which they did receive here about a week and a half ago, received final approval on the street layout, and then as of the end of last week, they were still waiting on some final approvals from the soil and erosion department with the county, and then also DEQ. My understanding, there's nothing major, some minor issues, but like I said, that was towards the end of last week. They may have gotten those the end of last week or today. I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything, but I think we're real close on settling, closing on that piece of property.
Okay. Anything else?
I think that's about all.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hockenbrough. Zoning administrator's report, please.
I have nothing to report this evening.
Do we have any board member items?
This is a quick, this is short for you. I move that this meeting be adjourned.
I'll second it.
I don't think we need to call for that.